Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Do you know something that I found out this week?
No.
By my housemates?
Mm.
I have been saying one of my favourite snacks wrong for my whole entire life.
Right.
I'm not even joking. I've always said scotched egg.
Scotched egg.
It's a scotch egg.
You're a moron.
Welcome along to Help I Sexted My Boss. Helpful advice for the daily struggles of modern life. Well, that was the plan. Until Jordan turned up. Just so you know, the gin and Dubonnet can make William and Jordan say a few things that some may find a little bit offensive. If that's you, go and find some eggshell emulsion, stuff it on the wall and watch it dry.
Hello and welcome to Help I Sexted My Boss, the podcast where we help you navigate the challenges of modern life, answering your 21st century questions and finding solutions to those everyday dilemmas. But we're not your usual agony aunts, are we, UK's leading etiquette expert, William Hanson?
No, we're not, Jordan North, radio professional.
Can't you say Jordan North? UK's greatest radio presenter or something. No?
What? Your name's Jordan North, not Steve Wright.
Oh, good one. Good one.
I'm more Matador, you're more Matalan.
What's Matador?
Oh, like a Spanish bullfighter.
Oh! I've never looked at you and thought Matador. I thought cow's arse, yeah, but not Matador.
Whereas I've looked at you and thought you're full of bull.
Good one.
Thank you. Top of my head.
Right, let's crack on. Gin and the Bonnets, they're already poured.
Yes, I think we should toast all those people that have bought tickets to our live show that's coming up in a few weeks.
Have we mentioned we've got a live show in Camden in a few weeks?
Indeed.
And did we tell you we sold out faster than Adele and the Spice Girls?
I think we might have mentioned it.
We might. Technically, we did.
To the live show ticket holders.
To the live show ticket holders. That's a bit harsh on those that couldn't get tickets.
Well, miss it, miss out. But a bit of news.
Yeah.
If you did miss out on the live show tickets, more may be available soon.
Ooh.
Not for our inaugural, seminal, pivotal, virginal live show.
You speak in fucking riddles sometimes.
But for other ones, early next year. So if you don't already follow us on social media...
Hang on, this is news to me. Are we doing live shows now?
There may be something coming up.
Why does no one tell me anything?
Because you miss the calls.
Why does no one... Are we actually...
Because you sleep in and you go to I can't say his
George
name.
Ezra.
George. You go Ezra. To George Ezra concerts.
Yeah.
You miss the calls, so you don't know what's coming on.
I've had an idea, by the way. Inspired by Joseph from last week.
Yeah, with our lovely executive. We've got them again this week. Executive Lowball Tumblers.
I've got some Help I Sexed My Boss merch tumblers to sell online.
Right. When do these go on sale?
They go on sale tomorrow, 10 o'clock.
What, on the website?
Sexedmyboss.com.
Of course, we don't need to buy them because we've got our own personalised ones.
I'm not joking, this is my idea.
Is the spelling correct?
I hope so.
It's not one of those sort of cheap Chinese knockoffs.
So yeah, we've got merch up for sale. They go on the website tomorrow, seriously.
I don't want to be middle-aged, but hasn't the weather turned? It's got very cold recently.
It has, actually.
It's just turned.
It has turned.
But you're probably used to colder weather because you're from the north.
All right, it's not Game of Thrones. Winter is coming.
I'm coping with it in my own special way.
Go on.
Shall I show you what I've got?
Oh, God. What is it? Is it one of those muff things? Oh, my God.
Aren't these... They're very luxury. They're herringbone luxury ear warmers.
Oh, my God.
I know what you're thinking. Take me now. They're very attractive, aren't they? They just keep my ears warm, because that's the rest of me getting cold, I don't mind, but my ears getting cold, not very nice.
You look like Buzz Lightyear. You look like Buzz. He's got. I cannot even describe to you now, if you're listening, what he's wearing.
But look, they're herringbone.
Just wear an hat. Just get a woolly hat.
No, because I don't have the hair that works well after you take the hat off.
No, nobody does.
Whereas these go round my ears.
How much were they?
About £20.
That's not too bad.
And also, if you're not convinced, if you still don't think I'm that attractive...
What are you showing me? Oh, my God, he's got frigging long johns on.
I've got my long johns on.
Oh, my Christ. It's not that. I mean, it's getting cold, but it's not... I am sat...
Sitting.
I am sitting... Sorry, I've got my hand over my face. I am sitting with a man who's wearing long johns and ear warmers in 2018.
A hot man. And I don't mean that in a sexual way, although I know I'm pretty sexual wearing all these. I'm warm.
It is getting cold. I bought a winter coat in the summer, and now I've decided I don't like it.
What's the winter... Why did you buy a winter coat in the summer?
Because it's cheaper.
What shop was a winter coat available in the summer?
Burton. They're on offer. And I've bought it now, and I don't like it.
I'm very warm. So
it is a bit cold.
In this cold weather.
But I'm going to have to buy a new winter coat.
Other news.
Go on.
My other friend James, he's got a Tesla. And
a Tesla?
Yeah, it's a car.
Yeah, isn't that gobshite from Twitter that owns them?
Elon Musk?
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Oh, I don't follow him. But anyway, he has a Tesla, and apparently he can now ask his Tesla to play Help, I Sexted My Boss.
Really?
Mm.
Wow.
Yeah, and apparently we sound very good.
Very good.
Through his excellent speakers.
So we could say now, if you're listening.
Well, there's no point, because they're already listening.
Alexa, turn off.
No, don't say that, because they'll be switched off. Alexa, turn back. No, they've already switched off. You've lost us listeners.
Tesla, pause Help, I Sexted My Boss.
Oh, try this.
Come on.
I've got an idea. Sorry, this is a bit rude. Hey Siri, send a text to Mum saying... Oh God, no. Yes, that would have been really well had my phone been on airplane mode.
Hey Siri.
No.
Send a text to Mum saying...
To be fair, she's not in my phone book as Mum, so that's fine.
Is it Mother?
No, she's in as her full name.
What?
Like first name, last name.
Really?
Well, I'm not getting emotionally attached to anyone.
Oh, God. Yeah. Oh, did you see what producer Ben's mum put on Twitter recently? Oh, it's so mummy. Look at him cringing. So, producer Ben's mum mentioned the live show that we might not have mentioned. And she said, really, because we've got a few tickets that we can give to close friends and family. So he's picked one for his mum, and his mum's tweeted to say, really looking forward to the Help, I Sexted My Boss tour. Can't wait to see at Jordan North, at William Hanson, and the very handsome Ben Cartwright.
Oh.
Because he's so fugly as well, it's funny. Handsome.
He's not.
He's a very handsome chappy.
I think the phrase is, he's got a face only a mother could love.
He's got a face like a slapped ass. No, he's a good-looking lad, he's out of it. I just thought it was nice, because no matter what, you could be Quasimodo and his mum still thinks he's good-looking.
Yeah.
My mum said to me the other week, honestly, she was being serious, she said I was better-looking than all of One Direction.
Well, you are now, to be fair.
No,
because all of One Direction, they've lost it.
No, I think they've got better.
Bunch of mingers One Direction are now. No, until he has a haircut, Harry Styles
isn't
attractive.
Producer Ben's just blessed through going, what about Harry? You love Harry Styles, don't you? Yeah. Do you kind of idolise him a bit? Do you think he's cool? I think he's cool. Yeah. Mm. He's just said in my ear, I wish I was him instead of being here. Sorry, you said, I wish I was him instead of being here. Remember, if you want to help with something, you can message on Twitter, Facebook or Instagram. Our handle is @sextedmyboss. You can send your tales of trepidation to help@sextedmyboss.com, or you can write to Mr. William Hanson, who promises a handwritten reply on his own letterhead of paper. The address is on our website, which is sextedmyboss.com. This episode, we've not even mentioned this, is all about trains.
Choo-choo.
Are you a first-class kind of man, William Hanson?
What do you mean, kind of man?
Like, no, I
cheeky
don't...
bitch.
Didn't mean that
derogatory. Shut your face, both of them.
I didn't mean that derogatory. I just meant, like, when you go on the train, you're first class, aren't you?
Do Generally, yes.
Yeah?
Yes. And not the sort of person that's only first class at the weekends when it's £20.
Oh, that's when I'm first class.
Right.
I've done first class a few times.
Oh, no, it's like a hen night and first class upgrade on a weekend.
I know, yeah.
Oh, my word. And you all get the riffraff.
No, you get that little box as well with crackers in. That's nice.
It's not worth £20.
It is for me.
No.
Honestly, that, coming from Burnley, is luxury. Your little crackers. I've got a top tip for you, because I know the trains quite well, because for years I was up and down on the trains to London and everything. Don't buy water, just nick it from first class, because they have them in them little fridges.
Right, that's theft.
If you're on, no, it's not.
Well, it is.
And your Wi-Fi, your Wi-Fi, just go in the corridor of first class and you can get the Wi-Fi there.
Yeah, but you can't stay there for a whole 2 hours.
Well, yeah, if you just want to send a quick text, I'll go.
How long does it take to get to Preston or wherever you
Well,
go
I do
to.
Go to Preston. Is 2 hours, 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Do not, and I repeat, this is my advice on trains. Do not, because that's what this podcast is about. We give our advice, don't we? Modern day dilemmas. We all have to get on the trains. Do not play music out loud. Films,
no.
TV programmes.
Do you know what I've noticed recently? People, and I think I've said this before, people FaceTiming without headphones. And
that's
on trains,
the
they do it particularly.
That's the worst. Hey, Becca, yeah, I'm just on train. No, should be there for just after 1:30. He's still picking me up. Oh, you look beautiful. What is that? What you're wearing? Honestly,
it's not so much.
Is that what you're wearing? Oh, yeah. I love your lipper. So shut up.
It's not so much the people on the train speaking that I object to. It's the people with the tinny voice.
No,
it's the other person on the phone, and it's the tinniness of their conversation. That's what's annoying.
I don't think if you're listening, you should take calls on the train unless you can go in the lobby bit. Don't take calls on the train.
In the vestibule.
The what?
The vestibule. That's the lobby bit.
Doesn't that mean your backside?
Vestibule.
Yeah.
No.
It got stuck up his vestibule.
No.
I'm sure I've heard that before.
Well, you might have heard it, but it's not what it means.
It means your arsehole.
But it does not. Vestibule.
Right, okay, anyway.
I will always
go in the lobby.
I will, if I can, I will go into the quiet carriage.
Yeah.
Not that people are actually that quiet.
No,
in the quiet.
Are.
It should be the quieter carriage as opposed to the quiet carriage. There was a group of older ladies from the Yorkshire area who once got on a train. And to be fair, sometimes when you book tickets last minute, it often puts you in the quiet carriage. And if you haven't booked specifically and you don't look, I appreciate, you know, people. I don't think you should tell them off immediately. You should tell them. You should just ask them to stop. And if they continue, then hell hath no fury. But then, to begin with, you should give them the benefit of the doubt. But this group of elderly ladies, both had pleated skirts. They looked very smart. Got on, and one of them phone rang, and they answered and went, "Hello? Oh, hello, Betty. Oh, no. No. No, it's all right, Betty. No. No. I won't say anything. Mum's the word, Betty. No. Mum's the word." She turned to a friend after hanging up and went, "You never just guess what Betty's just told me." And it's that sort of riffraff.
That's quite good.
Thank you.
That's something from a Les Dawson sketch. That's good.
It's that sort of stuff you don't want.
Also, don't, and people do, I cannot believe this. I was on a train recently and a girl was playing music out loud. Mm. She was drinking from a can of Carlin with a mate, playing music out loud. Then she put the radio on. And don't do that. And another time, I did the very British thing as well, by the way. I didn't say out to her, I just kept giving her evils and tutting. And another thing, by the way, kids were on recently, playing on iPads loud, so it was pinging and dinging and donging and danging and dinging, right?
We get the idea.
These games. The parents were just sat there. If that were me when I was
sitting.
The parents were sitting there. If that was me when I was younger...
Can I just say, we have done so many episodes now where you normally in every episode go sat or stood and I have to go standing or sitting.
It's my accent, isn't it?
It's nothing to do with your accent.
Anyway, I was sitting there and the parents accepted it and I wouldn't, but when we had our Game Boys when we were younger, we used to put our headphones in. I don't know if that's true because I can't remember Game Boys having headphones.
Oh.
I think we had to turn the sound down. Anyway, either way, I don't think Game Boys... Oh, yeah, they did have headphones. They did have headphones. But you made us turn the sound
down.
Can
I ask a question? I'm not pandering to stereotypes here, but I'm going to guess. Have you ever skipped the fare? That says it all.
I'm not... For legal reasons, I am not replying to that. Is it all right to take hot food on trains?
If it smells, no.
Okay.
because I do this. What about beer? Because I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I hate people drinking on trains.
William.
Even if it's a gin and tonic or something that's slightly more upmarket. William. To be honest, even if they drank a gin de bonnet on the train.
I have been smashed on train journeys now because, you know, I've worked, finished on a Friday, I'm heading back up and I think I'll get a bottle of wine. Because if you go on that train on a Friday from London up north, oh, there's people on there getting on it.
Oh, I know.
On a Saturday as well with football fans. Yeah, I can't.
Oh, God, I've been on trains with football fans. When I used to live in Manchester and had to come to London,
yeah,
if you get the trains with the football crowd on, it makes your life a living hell.
Well, so you don't think you should be allowed beer on?
I would ban alcohol.
No, I'll tell you a really nice story, right? I was once heading back from London to home when I lived at home, and it was my birthday, okay? I was on the train on my own, and I thought, I'm going to get myself some cans, and I got four Fosters for the train.
Four?
Yeah.
Right. Good God.
And I'm sat opposite...
Sitting.
This, oh, for fuck, I can't believe it. I'm sitting opposite this couple.
You'll get it right eventually.
An old couple. I'd had a can, had another can, and we get chatting, and she's like, showing me pictures of her grandchildren and stuff. She's been down to see him in London. Her son lives down there now. And we're chatting away, and he'd just been out of hospital and stuff. And anyway, she falls asleep on his shoulder, and I thought it was really sweet, and she was asleep on his shoulder. And then he nudged me with his foot, and he went... Is any of them going spare? I went, what? He went, can I have a can? I went, yeah, of course. He went, I'm not allowed beer. She won't let me have it. I've just come out of hospital. And he opened this can that I'd give to him. He cheers me. And we sat there and drank while she was asleep on his shoulder. And I thought it was lovely. That's everything I want in life.
Deception. And that's everything you want in life, is it?
Do you not think that's a lovely story?
It's a story of deception.
My mum always says to me, tell your Auntie Kath about that bloke on
it's
train.
A story of medical deception.
And then when she started stirring and waking up, he'd put his can to one side. I have been on the train before, by the way. We Hindus. I used to get the 6 o'clock train on a Saturday morning to London. And a Hindu got on from Wigan. And I'm not even joking. They had this massive inflatable penis. 10 minutes in, we got past Warrington. This penis being thrusted in my face and everything.
There's a first for everything. Right, that's enough of our problems. Now it's time for yours. Well, in a moment, after this little break.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome back. So we know that today's questions and dilemmas are all about trains. Remember, we cannot and will not be held responsible for the nature of the following conversations. These are all the questions and stories sent in by you, the wonderful G and Divas. Are you pouring a G and D without me?
No, I'm just pouring some water because I feel I need it.
Right. Questions, dilemmas. Remember, this podcast, we need you. So if you've got any questions or dilemmas, you know what to do. Send them into @sextandmyboss on Twitter, Facebook or Instagram, or email help@sextandmyboss.com. William Hanson, take it away. First question is from...
This is from Steve.
Hiya, Steve.
Dear William and Jordan, Last Monday, I got on the 8:30 train to Winchester as usual to go to work. Once on board, I quickly scanned the remaining free seats and sat next to a not unattractive chap in his early 30s. I took my book out of my bag, opened it, and just before I started to read, glanced over at my neighbour to discover he was looking at Grindr on his mobile device. Now, my commute is only 20 minutes, but in that time I became rather fascinated by my neighbour's exchange of messages with someone called Bottom Wanted 43.
Oh, these are getting better.
I discovered various things about the person I was sitting next to, including the fact that he was a... I'm so sorry about this, Jordan. Hungry slut bottom. I did not, however, read a single word of my book. My question is, was I wrong for reading his messages, which I hasten to add he made no attempt to hide? Or was he wrong for being so obvious in his Grindr flirtations? Kind regards, Steve. P.S. I hope he and Bottom Wanted 43 passed an enjoyable afternoon the following day in Bournemouth.
I'll go first. No, it's not wrong to read somebody else's message because I've done it before. Some people are filth. I've sat next to a woman before
sitting.
Now.
Oh, I've been seated.
I've been seated. You are getting right on my tits today. I've been seated next to a woman before and she was sending some right filth. But no, you're not wrong to read it because that's just human nature. The guy, bottom slut, what was he called?
Bottom Wanted 43.
Bottom one. No, what was the guy that was writing it? Bottom.
I don't know what he was called.
He was called Bottom something.
Top going spare, probably.
He's probably wrong to be on Grindr on the train.
I think if you're going to be... clearly, Steve is saying there was no attempt to hide the Grindr messaging. Then, well, if you're not attempting to hide it, fine, people are going to read it. If you're so packed in together on public transport. If he was trying to sort of... If he had turned his brightness down or he was sort of angling the phone away, okay, that was wrong for you to sort of eye drop. As it were.
I think in general you need to be careful what you're watching and what you're on your phone. And if you are watching something on your phone or your laptop or your iPad, make sure you've got pissing earphones in. There's nothing worse. What were I watching? Oh, Bodyguard. Someone had it on playing out. You'd be surprised. I've been on these trains a lot. Some of the ignorant people you get on here. Go on, next one.
This question is from Julie. Seat reservations, tricky odd things. What do you do if someone is sitting in your seat? You tell them to move and they do nothing. If you have a seat reservation, are you obliged to offer it up to somebody less able? And when you are caught in someone else's reservation, is it best to act completely obliviously? And Rosico from Argentina, similar question. If there is a lady that looks pregnant, I want to offer her my train seat, but at the same time I don't want her to offer... I'm so sorry, I'm getting a little bit drunk. Rothico from Argentina. Rothico. From Argentina.
Great name.
If there is a lady that looks pregnant, I want to offer her my train seat, but at the same time, I don't want to offer her my seat and offend a woman who is not pregnant help. Well, I'm sure in Rothico's mind that made sense. Maybe it's just...
Right, he's basically saying, if he sees someone that looks pregnant, should he offer his seat?
I think Rothico is a lady.
Oh, is it?
Don't worry.
Okay, sorry.
Sorry, any Argentinians, don't cry for me.
Good one.
Thank you.
Right, we'll go to Rothico first. Yeah, it's if somebody's pregnant or they look pregnant, offer them your seat. I always, on the train, on the tube, I always offer ladies my seat. Whether they're old, pregnant, I always stand up because I'm a gentleman. I stand up and say, take my seat, and they go, no, take it.
I once got on public transport and a lady got on. An older lady, and I was sitting at the front of the public transport, and they got off, and they came on, and I said, "Oh, please have my seat." And a middle-aged lady sitting across the aisle from me stood up as well, and I turned to the middle-aged lady and said, "Oh no, it's all right. This lady can have my seat." And the older lady went, "No, I want hers." Oh. I thought, "Well, you bitch." No wonder people don't stand up for people.
No, Chris Kamara talked about this on Room 101.
Who?
Chris Kamara, former footballer.
Right.
Sky Sports pundit. Anyway,
okay.
He said that his biggest pet peeve is when he sees young lads sitting down and there's like ladies
standard.
Yeah, I think, look, if anyone gets on, whether they're male, female, pregnant, not pregnant, doesn't matter what age, if they're an adult and they get on and they look like they just need a sit,
yeah,
a sit down.
Yeah.
Just offer them your seat.
Loads of ladies like it as well. Well, my mum told me this when she's got loads of shopping and people say, would you like a seat?
If you have... However,
so is it okay to ask a lady, if they're not pregnant?
Yes, but if they don't want it, all they need to say is, oh, thank you very much, that's much appreciated, but I'm fine.
So should gentlemen offer their seats to ladies?
And women should do it as well. If a more able woman is sitting down and a less able woman gets on, they should do it as well.
Okay.
If the train carriage was packed, let's say it's trains packed with women, the women should stand up and let the less able woman or man or whoever, goat, whatever, get on and sit down.
What was the first question again about, like...
What do you do if someone's sitting in your seat? Well, why don't we protect... Okay, I'm sitting in your seat.
Right.
Not that I'd ever do that, because I wouldn't be in your carriage.
I've done this before.
For a start. Okay, I'm sitting... Let's say, for sake of argument, first class was full. I'm sitting in standard class. I'm sitting in your seat. I'm working on my laptop.
Excuse me, mate. I think...
Mm?
I think that's... This is probably how I do it, because I'm so weak. I think that's my seat.
Can I see your ticket?
Yeah, sure.
44D?
Yeah.
I think that's the other carriage.
No. I'm pretty sure it's this one.
This is carriage C.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
No, it's D, but it's okay. I'll go and find
this. This is carriage C.
It's actually D, but I'll go and find my LC.
It's okay. Always the D with you, isn't it?
It's okay, I'll find my own seat.
Okay.
I've given up my reserve seat for...
Well, that was weak. Can I just say that was weak?
Oh, mate, you know exactly that's what I'd do.
Why did you not ask to see my ticket?
What? Because I'm not arguing.
It should be a case of I'll show you yours, you show me mine.
I beg your pardon. I've given up my reserve seat before now. So I've been sat down and a woman's been like...
You're weak.
No, and I've been sat next to her husband and I'm like, you can sit here. Anyway, next question.
Final question is from Connor. Train tables are quite intense places. Sitting directly opposite someone, staring into the whites of their eyes, falling into the deep blue of their eyes, giving them the sexy eye. Following the sexy man to the lavatory, locking the door of the lavatory with the sexy man also there. Conversation with another person on a train is obviously a complete no-no. But there is a man who wants to bonk in a bog. That's okay, right? Could we come up with a name that's similar to the Mile High Club for a train situation?
The Tramp Train Club.
Thanks, William and Jordan.
What is it with our listeners and shagging in public toilets? We had this last week with that girl in the coffee shop.
With the millionaire shortbread.
Yeah. Can we just get this clear? It's not okay to... I mean... I'm not saying I've not done it, but...
Oh, my God, have you?
No.
On a train?
No, I'm just saying a public... Look... Do you know what? He's got a point, though, because you do it in an aeroplane, it's, like, classy and cool. Do it in a toilet, and you probably end up on a
train.
List.
Yeah.
On a train toilet.
Can we come up with a name that's similar to the Mile High Club? I mean, nothing with Virgin in the title, let's be honest.
The Pendolino Pump. That's what we could call it. The Pendolino Pump.
The Pendolino Pump.
Oh, I've had a Pendolino Pump. A few times, yeah. Two lads from Swansea, yeah. That's why it might come round in a conversation.
Yeah.
This is what I'm going to say to you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it's... I'm not any angel myself. Top shagger. But... I'm joking. No, I don't think it's okay to have sex in... What is it with our listeners? Are we just prudish?
If you're going to tell a friend anything you've learnt this podcast episode... What's it going to be? Is it Pendolino Pump for you?
No, I think it's just be considerate when you're on the train. Think of others around you. Think of your phone.
Yeah, it's public transport.
Yeah.
And don't use Grindr, Tinder, or any similar app to view illicit material.
Have you ever had sex in a public toilet?
No.
Have you ever been on the Pendolino Pump?
Absolutely not.
No.
I can't think of anything less erotic.
Don't forget, if you want our help with something, then you can tweet us or you can see pictures of our beautiful faces and more on Instagram, both at sexismyboss. Remember, you can email us. The address is help@sexismyboss.com. Please do get in touch with any help that you needed. We're here to help you. Or you can write to William, who promises a handwritten reply when he's not getting bummed in a toilet on his own letterhead
of
paper.
Could we read that again, please?
Or you can write to William, who promises a hand...
written reply. The address is on the website, sexandmyboss.com. How are we going to end the podcast?
In despair.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.